Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Mommy's the word, but we're telling everyone. It's BOGO 50% off time at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Just in time for Mother's Day, buy any pair of shoes, get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Treat mom or yourself to the perfect spring styles from must-own brands. And hurry. Unlike a mother's love, this deal won't last forever. So make mom proud and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
President, as you know, do you have any advice for Stephen A? If he launches the run?
No, Stephen A is he's a good guy. He's a smart guy. I love watching him. He's got great entertainment skills, which is very important. People watch him. You know, a lot of these Democrats I watch, I say they have no chance. I've been pretty good at picking people and picking candidates, and I will tell you, I'd love to see him run.
All right, there you go.
Shannon is gone.
Get up, baby, get up.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday.
All right, Shannon, you never know what you're going to hear out of Donald Trump's mouth. I would not have had that on my bingo card during that town hall last night.
I mean, you don't know. And he's been surprising. He never, you know, fails to surprise. And sometimes when you think something is bubbling, you're starting to hear something, you're like, yeah, that can't be true. And then he says it and you're like, okay, that's what we're doing now.
no kidding. Stephen A. Smith, he's endorsed him for president for the Democrats. Maybe that's because he knows he's a long shot. I don't know. Hey, welcome in. You know, a couple serious legal questions for you here, if you don't mind.
Sure.
The situation yesterday in the cabinet meeting where the president suggested he had some options to ignore these judges' rulings on immigration or detainees, including lifting the writ of habeas corpus. He mentioned that other presidents had done something. I'm assuming that's what he's referring to.
Well, yeah, sometimes I'm not really sure. And it seems like even within the administration, sometimes people are not exactly sure where he's going with these things. They have done a number of things that they knew would immediately go to court. And they are wanting to upend the, you know, traditional order as we know it. Now, how many of these very serious, critical legal questions end up at the Supreme Court? I do think of them, regardless of who appointed them, you know, how they got to the bench. They very seriously steward and care about being kind of the final judicial voice and voice of reason in this country. So even though we have all of these novel theories being floated and cases flying around, I do think when it comes to the end of the day, when these things end up at the Supreme Court on the merits, they will be very measured in how they handle some of these propositions, mm-hmm. I think you could say. Yeah.
Along that same line, that Columbia student, the anti-Israel, you know, protester who had been detained by ICE, a federal judge ends up saying, oh, you got to free this guy. So could Pam Bondi step in? I mean, where's her place in all of this? Or would it have to go through the Supreme Court? Help me understand the kind of the way that whole thing is working.
Well, with a lot of these deportation cases, there are multiple tracks that are going. So there are challenges to the immigration rulings and the status on that. There are challenges to them being detained, just simply them being held in custody. There are also separate challenges dealing with the First Amendment and whether this is about their speech rights. So you have multiple legal prongs going with many of these deportation cases that will all play out separately. So maybe somebody is freed now, but then there is a renewal of the deportation case that doesn't have to do with them just being held in custody at this moment. And then there are those constitutional challenges that are in the federal courts on their speech issues and free speech rights. So, goodness, there are so many different ways that this can go. But the DOJ does have a lot of say. Immigration and those immigration appeals are housed within DOJ. It's not a traditional judicial structure. It's more in the executive branch. So that means to me that the Attorney General is going to have a lot of power when it comes to the deportation side of all of those legal different tracks.
Mm-hmm. We are. I just thought about this because our legislative session is about to end here in Missouri. But we are what, about 5-6 weeks away from the end of the Supreme Court session,
yes.
Right? What mm-hmm. big cases are you still looking for out of there this year?
Well, goodness, we have several. Think about the fact that we've got this case out of Tennessee that everybody is watching that has to deal with whether you can, as a state, ban certain treatments that have to do with gender transition for mm-hmm. minors, for people that are underage. That Scrimeti case is a really big one. There's also this case out of Texas where, you know, where they're saying that you have to put in your age to access certain pornography online. And there was this crazy argument at the Supreme Court about, well, that's going to take away people's privacy rights if they have to put in identifying information versus how do you protect kids from really hardcore porn that's available everywhere online. So there are a lot of things, but really what we're waiting for are, you know, cases that the court hasn't solved yet that have to do with the Trump administration. May 15th, they're going to hear about arguments on the birthright citizenship executive order. But it's not really going to be about the merits. I think we've talked about this. It's really going to be more about whether a single district judge, there are 600 to 700 of them at any time, can put a nationwide injunction on any one policy. So there are a lot of big things that are still in the pipeline that we got to wait for to hear from the court.
Wow. Including, and maybe this ends up getting challenged, this judge in Wisconsin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dugan, who has now been suspended by the Supreme Court up there.
Yeah, and goodness, they didn't rush to get to that.
I mean,
she is facing federal charges, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court, I believe she's still, you know, being paid on some type of administrative leave. But if you're somebody who is saying, and the allegation is that she's not complying with federal law, that you're going to harbor or hide, the accusation is, or spirit away somebody who is under, you know, federal deportation or detention orders, it begs the question for a lot of people how somebody who is supposed to be the trier, not the trier of fact, but the enforcer of the law mm-hmm. is going to be somebody who doesn't want to seem to comply with it. You can disagree with the law. Okay. You can advocate for it to be changed. You can't simply ignore it.
You're supposed to be impartial. And that's my gripe, is that a lot of these mm-hmm. judges are just not.
Yeah. I mean, that is the deal. If you're a judge, you're supposed to be the referee. Remember Chief Justice saying calling balls and strikes. That's what it's supposed to be about. You can hate a law, but you can still have to enforce it. And I think of the late Justice Scalia, who said, if you always agree with your own decisions and never have to do something that's at odds with your own personal beliefs, you may be not a good judge, because you're going to have to enforce things you don't agree with if the law is valid and on the books at times.
Yeah, that's a good point. Shannon, do you have a guest lineup for this weekend?
You know what? We are working on a couple of GOP members who are in the middle of this, getting this big, beautiful bill done. Jason Smith and Jody Arrington, who chair two different committees, they kind of represent the fact that the GOP is not yet on one page, and they've agreed to come on and talk about this,
wow.
their own internal disputes. So, you know, we are working on our Democrats to give us balance as well, and somebody from the White House should be joining us, too.
We'll see you on Sunday, Shannon. Thank you.
See you then.
All right. See you then. Appreciate that. Shannon Bream, you can listen to Fox News Sundays right here on 97.1 at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoons. Coming up, where in the world is Griff Jenkins? We'll find out.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.